U.S. breaks fentanyl, meth seizure records at border amid pandemic. By Jason Jones on September 7, 2020. On Friday, September 4, U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Commissioner Mark Morgan held his monthly operational update with the media from Laredo, Texas. The August statistics marked the highest to date for fiscal year 2020 in the category methamphetamine seizures. Throughout FY 2020, Breitbart Texas extensively monitored ports of entry seizure data as they are the best indicator to understand the output of Mexican cartel clandestine laboratories. In August, 23,452 pounds of methamphetamine were seized at the ports of entry by CBP, which year-to-date puts totals at 141,663, more than double the record year set in FY 2019 at 68,585 pounds. There has also been a dramatic increase in fentanyl seizures in the later part of FY 2020. While the fiscal year still has 1 month left, CBP already seized a record 3,302 pounds at ports. The prior record year was marked in FY 2019 at 2,545 pounds. There are several reasons why controlled substances like fentanyl and methamphetamine should be monitored closely. The harm caused to the abusing individual is significant. It is well documented that when these drugs are continually used, other local index crimes rise in a community. Another is in the ability to weaponize fentanyl. This has become a national security concern in recent years as use has been on the rise throughout the United States. Speedballing or poly-using these drugs in a combination has also increased, according to the DEA 2019 Annual Threat Assessment. In the 2019 report, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, is referenced showing a 47% increase in synthetic opioid-involved deaths from 19,413 in 2016 to 28,466 in 2017. In 2019, the CDC measured the highest levels in overdoses overall since 2015, nearing 71,000. It should be noted these vast seizure numbers do not include shipments that crossed into the U.S. undetected. Jason Jones is a retired captain from the Texas Department of Public Safety's Intelligence and Counterterrorism Division and a Breitbart Texas contributor. While on duty, he managed daily operations for the Texas Rangers Border Security Operations Center.